Love is. God is love, and he teaches me to be like him. Let's refer to this passage in Scripture. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. In the last verse of chapter 12, Paul set the stage for the most eloquent and powerful treatise on love ever written. I find it helpful to recall the words of John when he said God is love while reading Paul's definition of love in chapter 13. Paul explains in very simple language what love is and what it is not. As Christians, Jesus commanded us to do one thing and one thing only, love God and love others. He goes on to say that love is the rod on which the prophets and the law hang. Love is the greatest gift we have received from God. It is the foundation, root, or source of our power. Love is the fuel that the kingdom of heaven, God, runs on. Love draws us to God, defeats selfishness, endures all things, and never fails. Love is the greatest threat to Satan because perfect love knows no fear. Love grants forgiveness and reconciliation, transforms and enables you to become more Christ-like. Love is the motivator for servant leaders. Love is the divine source that energizes our anointing and conquers every test. Loving self-sacrifice is the highest display of character. Love is modeled for us in the very words and actions of Jesus. Love is the opposite of the world's way of thinking, speaking, and behaving, and always requires self-sacrifice. Paul goes on to tell us that love even surpasses both faith and hope. Yes, true affection for God and others, growing out of God's love, is our highest goal. Child of God, how's your heart and your love walk? Are you securely grounded in God's love? Is your anointing working and producing results in your life? Have you taken the time to check your heart lately? Is your heart filled with love? If not, I encourage you to call on God today. Remember, God is love. He is all you need. Lord, thank you for loving me unconditionally and for sending Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. Holy Spirit, teach me how to love others unconditionally with a clean and pure heart. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.